SRN News. I'm John Scott.
Former Republican Senator Mark Wayne Mullen was sworn in as Homeland Security Secretary at the White House. Mullen says he's impressed by DHS employees who have weathered the partial government shutdown without pay.
These employees have been there for 30 days without pay. And if you need anything to know their dedication, to show up and still protect the homeland that you and I enjoy and the freedoms that we're experiencing, they're working with for free because of political politics. That's all I need to know.
Mullen succeeds Kristi Noem. Federal investigators say one of only two air traffic controllers on duty at LaGuardia Airport cleared a fire truck to cross a runway just 12 seconds before an Air Canada flight touched down, leaving little time to avoid the collision that killed both pilots. The National Transportation Safety Board is working to determine which of the airport's layers of safety precautions failed and allowed the fire truck onto the runway Sunday night. Oklahoma's governor has picked an emergency or energy executive to fill Mark Wayne Mullen's vacant U.S. Senate seat. Greg Clugston reports.
Republican Governor Kevin Stitt appointed Alan Armstrong to finish the Senate term of Mark Wayne Mullen, the new Homeland Security Secretary. The governor had pledged to pick a conservative voice to fill Mullen's seat. Mullen, who was confirmed this week to take over DHS, would have been up for re-election in November. Armstrong's time in Congress will be temporary because under Oklahoma law, he must agree to not run for a full term this fall. Greg Clugston, Washington.
On Wall Street, stocks slipped Tuesday and gave back some of the rallies from the day before. The S&P fell 0.4%, the Dow dropped 0.2%, the NASDAQ sank 0.8%. This is SRN News. Massachusetts becoming a national hub for abortion.
State officials report that nearly 50,000 abortions took place in or through the state in 2024, more than double the roughly 24,000 that were carried out in 2023. And about half of those 50,000 abortions took place in pro-life states, thanks to abortion pills that clinics in Massachusetts are mailing out. Attorneys general in several states have begun filing lawsuits against providers in other states who send abortion drugs in contravention of local law. Michael Harrington reporting.
Another big school addresses anti-Semitism. The University of California, Berkeley, settling a lawsuit by agreeing not to allow student groups to ban Zionists and to pay $1 million to the Brandeis Center for Human Rights under law. The lawsuit was sparked by UC Berkeley student law groups announcing that they would not invite Zionist speakers to campus. This is SRN News. Amazon says data center operations in Bahrain have been disrupted by drone activity, the second time that its cloud computing service in the Middle East has been affected since the Iran war erupted. Bernie Bennett has more.
The company says Amazon Web Service in the Bahrain region has been disrupted as a result of the ongoing conflict early Tuesday, without providing further details. The company said, quote, "We continue to support affected customers, helping them to migrate to alternate AWS or Amazon Web Service regions, with a large number already successfully operating their applications from other parts of the world. Three AWS Middle East data centers, two in the Arab Emirates and one in Bahrain, were damaged by Iranian drone threats days after the war began." Bernie Bennett reporting.
Denmark's election has ended in an inconclusive result that left the Prime Minister Mette Frederiksen's future unclear. Her support has previously waned as the cost of living rose in the country. More details at SRNNews.com.